This is Bird Note. Years ago, the winter bays of Long Island Sound along the Connecticut shore were black with greater scaup. Broadbills, as hunters called them, gathered in huge flocks between Old Saybrook and Greenwich. But according to Dr. John Barclay of the University of Connecticut, between 1955 and 1995, the average number of greater scaup wintering on Long Island Sound declined 82%. Since then, the winter population has remained below 10,000. Why the precipitous decline? Polluted and warming waters and malnutrition play a role. For generations, Connecticut rivers, as well as sewage treatment plants along the shore, discharged contaminants into the Sound. This pollution, including heavy metals, has, in some places, wiped out the small organisms at the base of the Sound's food chain. And the clams, mussels, and zooplankton on which greater scaup feed concentrate these toxins at levels capable of damaging the bird's ability to reproduce. In addition, the introduction of exotic zebra mussels and declining winter ice in the Great Lakes have caused thousands of greater scaup to short-stop there on their migration from western Alaska. And so for now, we're left with memories of long skeins of broadbills trading down Sound in the wan light of a November dawn.